Now, if you were in London today, you'd already be able to go out and buy those coveted commemorative royal wedding teacups and dishes, maybe even on Oxford Street. It's one of the most popular shopping venues in the world. Well, now Oxford Street is getting something else, unofficial traffic cops for pedestrians. The Roll's Laura Lynch wandered down to find out more.
Up front, an admission. I hate trying to walk down Oxford Street. Way too many tourists standing around, gazing at shop windows, taking pictures, and generally getting in the way of people like me, who are just trying to get somewhere. And it's even worse now that Christmas is coming.
We judge how good a Christmas it is if you can see the pavement. It's not a good Christmas.
That's Jeffrey Adams. He's an upscale version of Walmart's official greeters. Decked out in a red cap, long black coat and gloves, his job is to help visitors find their way.
You go straight down here. It's about 5 or 10 minutes past HMV.
But now Adams has new responsibilities. He's a sort of pedestrian traffic warden. He's supposed to encourage shoppers and slowpokes to stick to the half of the sidewalk closest to shop windows so the rest of us can speed on by in the fast lane. Jace Terrell, who represents 600 business owners in and around Oxford Street, says it has to happen.
It's a very narrow road. It was set by the Romans, you know, many thousands of years, hundreds of years ago. It's been used by horse and carriages 200 years ago, and it's never got any bigger. But actually, more and more people have been coming to this street, so something's going to have to change in the future.
Business owners have floated this idea before, but City Hall doesn't want to impose a heavy-handed pedestrian patrol. And so unofficial duties fall to the redcaps like Jeffrey Adams.
I'm wondering if you have ever seen any examples of pedestrian road rage.
Oh, absolutely, yes. We see it all the time. Because you have the two types of people. You have the ones that want to dawdle, that want to shop, spend endless time in front of the big shop windows. And you have people that actually want to go somewhere, who either actually work there or need to get from one shop to the next. And it would make a big difference.
See where the stop is on the corner, yeah. Next to Oasis? Yeah. That's a big bus stop as well. You can wait there.
There is talk of posting signs or offering guide maps complete with the new sidewalk rules of etiquette, but it will largely be left to the red caps to use gentle persuasion to encourage shoppers to use the unofficial, unmarked slow lane. Harried Londoners may like it, but try out the idea on out-of-towners.
It sounds over the top to me. I think it's great to have somebody here that shows you where the shops are, because it's such a vast place. But to have people monitoring where you're walking, I think that's just a bit over the top.
You go straight down to a Piccadilly Circus.
If this works, if it unlocks the gridlock, it will make a lot of businesses and local workers very happy. But for the moment, I'll use my tried and true method for coping with the mayhem that's Oxford Street. I'll use the side roads instead. For The World, I'm Laura Lynch on Oxford Street in London.
There's Chinatown, there's Soho, Leicester Square. It's really nice around there.
Excellent. Thank you.
All right, sir. Thank you.
You can watch and hear more of Laura's conversation with pedestrian traffic warden Jeffrey Adams at theworld.org.